This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. State Department has ordered all non-essential personnel and their family members to leave Myanmar as the military's bloody crackdown against anti-coup demonstrators continues. The State Department's order updates an advisory issued just last month that allowed non-emergency U.S. personnel to leave if they wanted. Myanmar's security forces have killed at least 512 civilians since the February 1st coup, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Former de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party led Myanmar since it first opened democratic elections in 2015, but Myanmar's military contested last November's election results, claiming widespread electoral fraud, largely without evidence. On February the 1st, the military removed the National League for Democracy government, detaining Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. Martial law has been imposed in townships across the country. More actions have been announced by the White House in response to criticism that President Joe Biden is not sufficiently responding to a surge in hate incidents against Asian Americans. Among the announcements Tuesday, a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is being reinstated and expanded. It was initially established during the administration of President Bill Clinton. The White House is also allocating about $50 million for Asian Americans and Pacific Islander survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and for multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the community. Via remote, this is VOA News. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez's brother was sentenced to life in prison by a New York judge Tuesday for large-scale drug trafficking after a trial that implicated the leader of the Central American country. Tony Hernandez found guilty back in 2019 on four counts, including conspiring to import cocaine into the United States. Prosecutors had demanded life, stressing Hernandez had shown no remorse and was a central figure in one of the largest and most violent cocaine trafficking conspiracies in the world. During the trial, prosecutors said President Hernandez had been a co-conspirator in his brother's crimes, although he has not been formally charged by U.S. authorities. President Hernandez has repeatedly denied all allegations of drug trafficking. U.S. President, Vice President, that is, Kamala Harris, and Guatemalan President Alejandro Yamatei spoke by phone on Tuesday and agreed to work together to address the root causes of migration to the United States, according to a White House statement. They agreed to explore innovative opportunities, create jobs, and improve the conditions for all people in Guatemala and the region, including by promoting transparency and combating crime. President Joe Biden named Harris to lead U.S. efforts with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to try to stem the flow of migration, which has climbed sharply in recent weeks. Harris also accepted an invitation by Yamatei to visit the Central American country at a future date. Tanzanian police said Tuesday that 45 people were killed in a stampede last week at a public viewing of the body of late President John Magufuli. The fatalities were much higher than the five originally reported. The March 21st stampede triggered when a wall collapsed after some people climbed it to get a view of Magufuli's body at a stadium outside Dar es Salaam, according to the city's police chief. Firefighters gaining control of wildfires in the Black Hills of South Dakota. The wildfires have forced evacuations of more than 400 homes and closed Mount Rushmore National Monument. So far, at least one home has been destroyed between three separate fires. There are no reports of any casualties. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.